സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. There are 10 principal Upanishads. All come in one shloka. Those 10 principal Upanishads are in the shloka form. Ishakena katha prashna mundamandukya tittirihi aitareyam cha chandogyam ബൃഹദാരണ്യകം തഥാ. ഈശ ഉപനിഷത് ആർ ഈശാവാസ്യോപനിഷത്ത്, കേനോപനിഷത്, കഠോപനിഷത്, പ്രശ്ന ഉപനിഷത്, മുണ്ടകോപനിഷത്, മാണ്ഡൂക്യോപനിഷത്, തൈത്തിരിയോപനിഷത്, ഐതരയോപനിഷത്ത് and Chandogya Brihadaranyakam. Among these 10 Upanishads, except Aitareya Upanishad, we have completed other 8 Upanishads. Instead of Aitareya Upanishad, I took Kaivalya Upanishad. So we have completed 9 Upanishads by our Guru's grace. Now we are entering into the 10th Upanishad, that is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. All these 10 principal Upanishads are means to attain liberation. All these 10 Upanishads are very, very important means to attain liberation. Therefore, those who are all in spiritual path, spiritual seekers, Vedantic students, they have to study all these 10 Upanishads. If those who have not completed previous 9 Upanishads, for them, this Brihadaranyaka is little tougher. Therefore, I suggest those students, those who have not done that 9 Upanishads study directly, they can listen the cassettes side by side so that you can enjoy the teaching of this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Because all those 9 Upanishads ideas are here in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Therefore, to get the benefit of this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we should have that background of the previous Upanishads knowledge to some extent. So now I'll give the brief introduction. First we will see the word Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the meaning of that Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. There are 2 words in that title, Brihadaranyaka and Upanishad. What is the meaning of Upanishad? First we have to see. The primary meaning of Upanishad is Brahma Vidya. Vidya means knowledge or Jnanam. Brahma Vidya is the primary meaning. Or Brahma Vidya is known by the name Upanishad. Brahma Vidya the knowledge of Brahman is known by the name Upanishad. In this Upanishad, again, there are three portions. Upa plus Ni plus Sat. When you join together Upanishad, but when you split it, Upa plus Ni plus, it is Sat. Saraswati Sa. When you split, you have to write Saraswati Sa. When you join together Upanishad, Shanmukasha, you have to write. Don't ask me what is Shanmukasha, Saraswati Sa. Okay. You are supposed to know. Shanmukasha, Saraswati Sa. Now, these three portions indicates the three ideas. Each portion we have to see and what are the ideas conveyed here. First idea is the benefit of Brahma Vidya is conveyed. Through these three portions, three ideas we have to take. The benefit of Brahma Vidya, the Sat portion convey or reveals the benefit of Brahma Vidya. The second idea given is the conditions to gain that Brahma Vidya. That is Ni, the second portion, in the middle portion. We are going this way. Sad, Ni and Upa, we are going this way. Ni indicates the idea, the conditions to gain that Brahma Vidya. Are conditions required to gain that Brahma Jnanam? Then the third idea through Upa, it communicates the method to gain this Brahma Vidya. The method to gain this Brahma Vidya. Now we look into the first idea, Sat. Sat means that which destroys, the destroyer is the meaning. Sad, sadlu is a dhatu, a verb, verbal form. That sadlu dhatu communicates the meaning to destroy an artham. That which destroys, sad. Avasadayati iti sad. That which destroys. That which destroys ignorance. What it destroys? Brahma Ajnanam, it destroys. Brahma Ajnanam, the ignorance with regard to Brahman. Brahma Ajnanam avasadayati iti sad. Any knowledge for that matter removes what? Any knowledge removes ignorance. Therefore, Brahma Ajnanam is removed and that destroyed or destroyed Ajnanam goes, what will come? Brahma Jnanam will take place. Brahma Jnanam will take place. So that Upanishad is that which gives Brahma Vidya. By giving Brahma Vidya, it destroys Brahma Ajnanam. The destroyer of ignorance and artha. Sadhak meaning it. The first idea. First idea, what I said, the benefit of Brahma Vidya. Now we saw only Brahma Vidya word. What is the benefit of Brahma Vidyan? Ignorance of Brahman is the samsara karanam. Ignorance of Brahman is the samsara karanam. Once the knowledge of Brahman take place, that ignorance of Brahman will go away. Once the Brahma Ajnanam is removed, Brahma Ajnana Karana Samsaram will go away. Karana Nase Karya Nashaha. Karanam is Ajnanam, Brahma Ajnanam. What is the product of that Brahma Ajnanam? Samsara. Samsara means what? Sorrow. Janana marana vyadhi jara dukkha sahita samsaram. Samsaram or minsaram. That samsara will go away. It is the product of what? Brahma avidya. Ignorance of Brahman is the cause of this samsara. This is the effect. Karyam. Product. The product must have the cause. The cause is ignorance, self-ignorance, that is called cause. Cause means karanam. Cause, once it is destroyed, naturally the product also will disappear. Karananase karyanashaha. Ajnananase samsaranashaha. Ajnananashaha katham bhavati. Brahmajnana dvara ajnana nashaha sambhavati. Then, therefore, what is the final meaning? Ajnanam cha samsaram cha avasadayati iti sat. Ajnanam cha samsaram cha. Ignorance as well as samsara also will be removed by this sad, because it is a destroyer. This is the primary meaning. Another meaning of this sad is gamayati ityarthaha. Sad means gamayati. That means leading to, reaching to, take to, that which takes the person, where? Brahma. Sad is that which takes the person towards Brahma, leading the person to Brahman, helping the person to reach Brahman. Therefore, it is called sad, gamayati. And the sad gamaya, asatoma, sad gamaya. Brahma vidya take the person to Brahman. Computer vidya will take person to computer. But it will not make the person as a computer. Computer knowledge takes the person to the computer, but he will not become computer. But whereas this Brahma Vidya takes the person to Brahman, makes the person Brahman, convert the person into Brahman. Therefore, Brahma with Brahmaiva Bhavati. Computer with computer na Bhavati. The knower of computer will never become a computer. Thank God. Okay, the knower of computer will never become computer. The knower of anything will never become that anything. Whereas the uniqueness of Brahma Vidya is, the knower of Brahman will become Brahman, will become in inverted commas. Okay. As though. Recognize himself or herself as Brahman. Brahma Vidya reveals Brahman to you. சோ வாட், சதுலு கமயதி அவசாதயதி தட் விச் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ஸ் மை சம்சாரா, சோ வாட். தென் கம்ஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட், திஸ் இஸ் பலம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐடியா, பலம் இஸ் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆனந்த. The nature of Brahman is ananda. Just now we have read that Bhrigavalli. Anando brahmeti vyajanat anandadhyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante anandena jatani jivanti. That Brahman is ananda swarupam. So Brahma prapti is called ananda prapti. Brahma prapti means attainment of Brahman, reaching Brahman or knowing Brahman means attaining ananda, ananda prapti, sukha prapti or dukkha nivritti, sukha prapti, anandam prapti. Therefore Brahma prapti and ananda prapti are not different. ஆனந்த பிராப்தி ஏவ பிரம்ம பிராப்தி, பிரம்ம பிராப்தி ஏவ ஆனந்த பிராப்தி. பிராப்தி என்ன? அடையிறது, அட்டைனிங். சோ சத் இஸ் தட் வித்யா, த எலிமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் சாரோ அண்ட் கிவர் ஆஃப் ஜாய். டோட்டல் மீனிங், சத் மீன்ஸ் த டெஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆர் எலிமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் சாரோ, துக்க நிவத்தி, அண்ட் ஆனந்த பிராப்தி ஆர் சுக பிராப்தி, கிவர் ஆஃப் ஜாய், பப்ளிசிட்டி. இப்படி பப்ளிசிட்டி பண்ணாதான் கிளாஸுக்கு வருவான் இல்லையோ. தனத்ருதியான்னு இன்னைக்கு பெரிய விசேஷமான நாள், தனத்ருதியா. இஃப் யூ பை டுடே கோல்ட், யூ வில் கெட் லாட் ஆஃப் கோல்ட், தனத்ருதியா. You all have come here, Jnana Dhanam you are getting. This is Jnana Dhana Tritiya namak. Enna Tritiya? Jnana Dhanam, Vidya Dhanam, Sarva Dhanat Pradhanam. Brahma Vidya Dhanam, Brahma Vidya Dhanam, Sarva Dhanat Pradhanam. Therefore, Jnana Dhana Tritiya. Celebrate pannikulamo illiyo? So, dukkha avasadayati anandam prapayati iti sat. Now, we have to go to the next, the middle one, ni. What is that? Next portion is called ni. Ni means nischayatmaka jnanam. Second idea, the conditions to gain that Brahma Vidya. Ananda Prapti, if you want to gain, what are the conditions required in the knee letter conveys? How? Knowledge, it should be doubt-free. It must be doubt-free knowledge. It must be clear knowledge. It must be clear knowledge. First, doubt-free, clear, second point, and that knowledge should make us free from all our emotional complexes. Nischayatmaka jnana means a knowledge that which is clear, that which is doubt-free, and that which makes us free from all emotional upsets, complexes. All these emotional complexes are at mental personality, at our, which are all at our mental personality. All those complexes like anger, jealousy, hatred, fear, worry, guilt, hurt. Wow, பெரிய லிஸ்ட். All these are all called emotional upsets. These emotional obstacles, if they are there, they are called pratibandhaha. Pratibandhaha means obstacles. At mental personality, this has to be taken care of. How they have come? We have come along with them. Some of them have come along with us from previous janmas. We have picked up from the previous janmas certain things, and certain emotional upsets are swabhava we have developed when we are interacting with the world. So why I have to take care of this emotional personality? Because the mind, mental maturity and intellectual sharpness are interconnected. Very important point. We should not be complacent with this point. Mental personality or mental maturity, intellectual sharpness are interconnected. If there is any emotional complex, negative or erroneous perceptions or inhibitions, in Vedantic language we can call it as viparyaya bhavana, habitual orientations. Viparyaya bhavanas are there. Suppose intellect cannot be sound enough to receive the teaching. Such an intellect can never receive the teaching. It can never assimilate the teaching. An intellect which is backed by the emotional upsets or immature mind, that intellect is not a healthy intellect. That intellect is not a sound intellect, because mind is making lot of sounds. This intellect is not a sound intellect because this mind, because of lack of maturity, making lot of sounds, noise inside. Therefore, handle that emotions first. Gradually you have to handle. To handle our emotions, Upanishad is not going to give any clues. Any Upanishad is not going to give you any support. You have to take this emotional problem, you have to take care of, you follow this. Upanishad will not bother. Upanishad expects that you have to come with full preparation, having gone through Dharma Shastra. Upanishad expects a person already gone through Dharma Shastra, values, righteous dharma, way of life, dharmic way of life. He or she has to mold the whole inner personality with that maturity. Person has to come to Shastra. That then only nischayatmaka jnana will take place. Otherwise, a knowledge take place but with full of doubts. Not crystal clear but hazy. It is not nischayatmakam but hazy knowledge. Full of doubts. Therefore Upanishad says, and the knee tells us what type of, what condition is required. Mental condition is required. Emotional maturity is required for a person to get nischayatmaka jnanam. Very, very important. You have to underline this. No? Nischayatmaka jnanam. Sandeham irunda adhu oru jnanama. It is not a jnanam. Therefore, person has to take care of his emotional personality. Until that time, you can have the support of God. take the support of God, that much only we can say. From Swamiji's language, Paramarthananda Swamiji's language, triangular format means Ishvara is there to support you. Whenever you have emotional problem, just you look at him, surrender to him, better. Until you get that binary format, that is Atma Anatma Jnanam, until you get, just hold on to Ishvara, better. Never leave God. Okay, never leave the God. The knee is over. Now that comes to the next, third idea is given, the method to gain this Brahma Vidya. The method to gain this Brahma Vidya, the third portion, talks about that Upa means Guru Upasadanam. Upa means near. Exact meaning, literal meaning of Upa is near, nearby. Guru Upasadanam. Tad Vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. One has to go to his or her guru and study. Krishna says, this tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigachet mundakopanishad. Then Lord Krishna says, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshinaha. Surrender to your guru. First do sashtanga namaskaram. All acharyas highly recommend what? Namaskara first. Shashtanga namaskara bend pandappa. Lot of ego problems will go away. That is the best way of surrendering to your acharya. Namaskaram pannan. Bend pannan. So therefore, even another place Upanishad says some quotations. Acharyat upadishtha vidya sadhishtam prapat. Acharyat upadishtha vidya, the teaching that which is given by the teacher, from the teacher that which comes. Acharyat upadishtha given vidya sadhishtam prapat. It will be useful, it will become fruitful. Without guru, if you read commentaries, even you may know certain things, but it is not fruitful knowledge. You may be a scholar. In another place, Upanishad says, Shastragnopi brahmanveshanam svatantrena na kuryad. Shastragnopi, he may be a pandita, scholar. Shastragnopi brahmanveshanam, enquiry into Brahman, brahmanveshanam, svatantrena, by his own or her own, na kuryat, should not be done by anybody. Or nariya padichirkar, veetlaya, library laya, guru keta, idu purinjikanum. Nariya padikiradilla. You have studied from guru or not is the question. Sishirikam panditiyana. Appo varla nartham. Brahma jnanam varadu. Impossible. Still there are people, they think, we are all by birth, we have paramparaya vandhundirika. Enna, tata books ella kuduthittu poyitaru. Adella kilinju poyindirika ippo. So, அந்த புக்ஸ் எல்லாம் வந்துருக்கு. அங்க ஞானம் அப்படியே வருமா? எப்படி வருவாப்பா? வராது. So, that Upa tells, even Shankaracharya says in his Bhashyam, ஏ குரும் உபசத்ய நிச்சயேன ஷீலயந்தி தேஷாம் ஜென்ம மரணாதி அனர்த்த பூகாம் அவசாதயதி உபனிஷத். சங்கராச்சாரியா கிவ்ஸ் த மீனிங் டு த உபனிஷத். ஏ குரும் உபசத்ய ஹூஎவர் அப்ரோச் ஹிஸ் ஆர் ஹர் குரு உபசத்ய நிச்சயேன ஷீலயந்தி ஃபர்ம்லி கெட் திஸ் நாலேஜ் ஃபார் தோஸ் பீப்புள் தேஷாம் ஜென்ம மரணாதி அனர்த்த பூகாம். த ராசி பாப ராசி ஜனன மரண துக்கா வில் அவசாதயதே தட் விச் டெஸ்ட்ராய்ஸ். ஸோ குரும் உபசத்யான்னு சொல்லிட்டார் சங்கராச்சாரியர். இட்ஸ் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். நவ் ஃபார் தட் வி டேக் மெனி எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா வென்ட் டு சாந்திபனி. சாந்திபனி ஹிஸ் குரூஸ் நேம். லார்ட் ராமா வென்ட் டு வசிஷ்டா. ரீசென்ட்லி வி சா இன் சாந்தோக்யோபனிஷத் நாரதா கிரேட் பக்தா த்ரிலோக சஞ்சாரி அப்ரோச்சு சனத்குமார். வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் ஆர்டினரி ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ். Therefore, Guru is must. We have to know. Now, what is the final meaning totally? What Shankaracharya said in the final meaning, that in English I will tell you. Upanishad is that knowledge. Upanishad is that knowledge which destroys sorrow. Which destroys sorrow. And gives happiness, comma, which is gained and assimilated from a competent alive teacher, which is attained or gained and assimilated from a competent alive teacher through shastra pramanam. That means the teacher is holding the shastra, unfolding the brahma vidya to this student. Anartha. Now, another important point we have to note. Here, Upanishad meaning, primary meaning we saw. Primary meaning is, Mukhya Artha is, Aham Brahmasmi Vritti Jnana Rupa Prapti. Aham Brahmasmi iti Vritti Jnanam that which gives. Aham Brahmasmi iti Vritti Jnanam Dvara சம்சார துக்கம் நாசயதி. திஸ் இஸ் முக்கிய அர்த்தம் உபனிஷத். விருத்தி ஞானம் ஷுட் ரைஸ் த்ரூ தோஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ். விருத்தி ஞானம் இஸ் கால்டு பிரமா, நாலெட்ஜ். விருத்தி மீன்ஸ் தாட். த நாலெட்ஜ் வில் அரைஸ் இன் யுவர் இன்டலெக்ட் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அஹம் Brahma Asmi, I am Brahman. The thought should arise. This is called Vritti Jnanam. That is called Prama. Aham Brahma Asmi is a Prama in the form of Vritti. This is primary meaning. Secondary meaning of Upanishad is text. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That means Brihadaranyaka text an artham. We are going to study Brihadaranyaka Upanishad an artham. Brihadaranyaka text we are going to study. Secondary meaning. Gauna arthaha. Aupacharika arthaha. Gauna arthaha means secondary meaning or aupacharika arthaha. That means text an artham. That book is called words. This is called shabda pramanam. Shabda pramanam. Words, sound. That words is pradhanam. That is the secondary meaning. We are going to study the text and chunna adida artham. Gauna arthaha. Then, what is this gauna arthaha na? Suppose a person study Veda adhyayanam. Krishna Yajurveda, Shukla Yajurveda, all mantras he studied. Suppose you complete the text, can you get knowledge? Parayanam, adhyayanam. Parayanam, daily if you do parayanam, Veda Patashalaga poi. Padichana, can you say aham brahmasmi? If it is possible, every Veda Patashala student is a muktaha. There are so many Patashalas, Vadhyar, so many Panditas are there, scholars, and they are teaching Rig Veda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Tharvana Veda. The text itself gives jnanam, they are all muktas. Abdi unnu kaano. That means what? Secondary meaning, that is, text will never give knowledge. The text will not give that knowledge, but the vritti jnanam, primary meaning of Upanishad, only gives that knowledge. That is important, we have to note. So, aham brahmasmi iti vritti utpadaka shabdaha. Shastram is a pramanam that which produce aham brahmasmi jnanam through these words, shabdam. So, Upanishad iti ucchate lakshanaya. This text can also be called as Upanishad. Why? Lakshanaya. Because it is giving aham brahmasmi vritti jnanam, which is the primary meaning. Since it is giving the primary meaning benefit, therefore the text also can be called as what? Upanishad. Brihadaranyaka book anymore, you don't call Brahma computer book Upanishad. Computer Upanishad you don't call. Physics Upanishad we never call. Chemistry Upanishad you never call. Why? Lakshana is not there. All these lakshanas cannot be fulfilled by those materialistic sciences. Since this Brihadaranyakam, the words, the pramanam is capable of removing the ignorance, therefore this Brihadaranyakam book can be called as what? Upanishad. This meaning I have never given. That's why deliberately I am giving this much elaborate meaning to Upanishads today. We have seen so many other meanings. In a different angle we are seeing today. But I don't get any other opportunity. This is because this is the last Upanishad for these classes. After this we have to go to Brahma Sutra. Therefore I am dwelling upon this meaning. Now come to this Upanishad word is over. Gaunarthaha, Mukhyarthaha, we have understood. Now we are going to study Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And then Arthaha, Gaunarthaha. Text we are going to study. It is called Upanishad because it gives Brahmavidya. Lakshanaya, the text also can be called as Upanishad. Now Upanishad word is over. Now come to Brihadaranyaka word. We have to see. Brihat means the big, vast. This Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Brihat means big. Brihadaranyakam occurs in Shukla Yajurveda. Shankarasha. Not Shukla Yajurveda, Shankarasha, not Shanmukasha, Shukla Yajurveda. Jagartha Yajurveda, Shukla Yajurveda. There is Yajurveda, there are two divisions, Krishna Yajurveda and Shukla Yajurveda. Taittiriya Upanishad Kathopanishad belong to Krishna Yajurveda. We have completed that Taittiriya Upanishad, Kathopanishad, which belong to Krishna Yajurveda. And we have completed one Upanishad which belong to Shukla Yajurveda, that is Isha Vashyo Upanishad. Enna Swamini, enna complete, complete and chulled, parichina madriya gnapakam illiye anna. Care of cassettes, care of your notes, if it is there. So, Taittiriya Upanishad belong to, they have shakhas, branches. Krishna Yajurveda la Taittiriya Samhita, Taittiriya Shakha ki sambandhamanadi Taittiriya Upanishad. Katha Shakha ki sambandhama irikkindrathu Kathopanishad, branch. Similarly, this Shukla Yajurveda also has got two shakhas. One is Kanva Shakha, Kanva, K-A-N-V-A, Kanva Shakha. Number two is Madhyandina Shakha, Madhyandina Shakha. This Shukla Yajurveda has got Kanva Shakha and Madhyandina Shakha. This Shukla Yajurveda belong to Shatha Patha Brahmanam. Shatha Patha Brahmanam. Shatala Pashtutta, Shankarasya Pashtutta, Pa Tha Tatha Second Tha, Shatha Patha Brahmanam. The last, the Shatapatha Brahmanam, that which is called Shukla Yajurveda, in the Shatapatha Brahmanam, the last six chapters are called Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Shatapatha Brahmana connected Shukla Yajurveda, or Shukla Yajurveda connected Shatapatha Brahmanam, அதுக்குள்ள ஒரு சிக்ஸ் லாஸ்ட் சிக்ஸ் சாப்டர்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத். ஸோ வி ஆர் நாட் கோயிங் டு ஸ்டடி ஹோல் சுக்ல யஜுர்வேதா. அதில் ஆல் சாப்டர்ஸ்ல லாஸ்ட் சிக்ஸ் சாப்டர்ஸ் ஓன்லி வி ஆர் ஸ்டடிங். அந்த லாஸ்ட் சிக்ஸ் சாப்டர்ஸ் அலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத். Another point we have to note. Mundaka Upanishad is a Mantra Upanishad. Prashna Upanishad is the Brahmana Upanishad. Prashna Upanishad is the Brahmana Upanishad upon the Mundaka Mantras. Mundaka Upanishad Mantras are in Brahmana prose format. Is called Prashnopanishad. Prashnopanishad we have completed. Brahman, that is called Brahmanopanishad. Prashnopanishad is a Brahmanopanishad in which the mantras are in prose form. Its corresponding mantropanishad is Mundakopanishad. Similarly, this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is a Brahmanopanishad. This Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is a Brahmanopanishad upon that Ishavasya Mantra Upanishad. Ishavasya, a small Upanishad. That small Upanishad is elaborated in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in the form of Brahmanopanishad. Brahmana Upanishad. Now this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, what are the contents? Before going to the contents, we have to see. Brihat means big. Brihatvat. Brihatvat.
Brihat.
Because it is big, therefore it is called Brihadaranyakam. Aranyakam means, Aranya means forest. Shankaracharya says, Aranya means, Aranye anuchyamanatvat aranyakam. Since the teaching is given in the forest, imagine that you are all in the forest now. Okay. Aranye in the forest. Anuchyamanatvat imparted thoughts. Therefore, it is called Aranyakam. Who will stay in Aranyam? Sannyasis, rishis will stay. Vanaprasthis will stay in Aranyam. Therefore, those people only study. Another meaning is, a beautiful meaning, I would like to tell that meaning also. Another commentator says, Aranyaka means, Naramante Aranye Aramanam. Aramana means Naramante Ramu Kridayam Ityartha. Naramante, who revel in forest? Teenagarlana revel ahamudiyo. Forest la yepudi, how one can revel? Krida, how can it be sportive? Naramante Kridayam, and that artham na Aranyam. The place which people cannot revel. Ordinary people cannot revel. Sannyasis will revel. Rishis will revel. That's why it is called Aranyakam. Aramanam bhavati iti Aranyam. People do not revel in the forest. Pratishedha purvaka ramu kridayam iti dhatoho. Pratishedha na negative. Na ramanam aramanam. Aranyam narham. Introverted people, rishis, sannyasis, only stay in the forest and study this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Anartha. Sari. Ipo, this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is the vast and the biggest Upanishad among all Upanishads. Isha is smallest Upanishad, Kena is smallest Upanishad. With compared to other Katha, Taitri and all, this Upanishad is the biggest Upanishad. How many mantras are there? Na? 434 mantras are there. 434 mantras. Really speaking, it is smaller than Chandogya. Chandogya Upanishad la 627 mantras are there. Chandogya Upanishad la 627 mantras. But why Brihadaranyaka Upanishad appears as the big na? Chandogya Upanishad la mantras are small, small mantras. Idhila even the mantras are number is less with comparatively to Chandogya, but mantras are very, very big mantras. Therefore, this is the vast Upanishad. Another significance of this Upanishad is, Shankaracharya wrote a beautiful commentary, vast commentary, Bhashyam, on this Upanishad. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Elaborate commentary. Pedibala dadiya irukum book. Oru talagani madriye vechikalam. That much commentary he has written. And the uniqueness of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we can know Sureshwaracharya, the disciple of Shankaracharya, wrote Vartikam on the Shankara Bhashyam. Vartika means in verse form, thousands of verses he wrote, Sureshwaracharya, upon this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. You can understand how great this Upanishad. அந்த வார்த்திகம் புக்கு வச்ச ரெண்டு தலகாணி, பெரிய தலகாணி, தூக்கவே முடியாது. யூ கேனாட் ஈவன் லிஃப்ட் தட் புக். அண்ட் அப்பான் தட் வார்த்திகம் மெனி கமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ் ரோட் சப் கமெண்டரிஸ். ஒரு பிருகதாரண்ய உபநிஷத்துக்கு லைஃப் போதுமா படிக்கிறதுக்கு? பத்தாது. பட் தோஸ் மகாத்மாஸ் ஸ்டடிட், அனலைஸ்ட், ரிட்டன் புக்ஸ் அண்ட் பிரசன்டட், கான்ட்ரிபியூட்டட் டு த சொசைட்டி. அந்த புக்கு இருக்குன்னே தெரியாது நமக்கு, அப்படி இருக்கும் நம்ம இன் எ பிட்டியபிள் கண்டிஷன். வாட் எ கிரேட் கான்ட்ரிபியூஷன் மகாத்மாஸ். ஜஸ்ட் ரிமெம்பர் தம், கிரேட் மகாத்மாஸ். அனதர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட், பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத். இஃப் சுவாமிஜி ஆல்வேஸ் இஸ் தயானந்த சுவாமிஜி ஆல்சோ, ஏதாவது மந்திரம் டிஃபிகல்ட்டாக இருந்தால் தெரியலன்னா பிருகதாரண்யக்குள்ளே பாருன்னு சொல்லணும். சி இன்ட்டு பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத்தை, ஏன்னா ஹீஸ் நாட் கோயிங் டு சி தட் புக். ஏன்னா கஷ்டம், தேடுறதே கஷ்டம். ஆஹா, ஓஹோ, பிருகதாரண்யில இருக்கா, சரி. ஸோ யூ கேன் எஸ்கேப். இஃப் எனிபடி ஆஸ்க் எனி மந்திரம், இட் இஸ் இன் பிருகதாரண்யக. ஜெனரலி இட் வில் பி தேர். ஏன்னா ஆல்மோஸ்ட் ஆல் மந்த்ராஸ் அக்கர் இன் தட். தட் இஸ் த வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் நோட் வி ஹாவ் டு. வாட் இஸ் த சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிருகதாரண்யக உபனிஷத்? ஓவர் நவ், டைட்டில் ஓவர். நவ் கம் டு த கண்டென்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் உபனிஷத். This Upanishad can be called as Vajasaneya Samhita. Vajasaneya Samhita. Vajasani is the name of the Lord Sun. Vajasanihi. Vajasaneyaha is the another name of Yajnavalkya Muni. Vajasaneyaha. So, Yajnavalkya Muni Maharshi learned from the Lord Sun Vajasanihi. Therefore, he is called Vajasaneyaha. So, therefore, this Upanishad can be called as Vajasaneyi Samhita. The readers of those Upanishads are all called Vajasaneyi in Artham. Three kandams are there in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Three kandams. First one is called Madhu Kandam. Kandam means a portion. Madhu Kandam. Number two is Muni Kandam. Number three is Khila Kandam. K-H-I-L-A. Khila Kandam. மது காண்டம், த ஃபஸ்ட் காண்டா இஸ் கால்ட் ஆஸ் உபதேச காண்டம், டீச்சிங் பிரதான காண்டம், ஸ்ரவண பிரதான காண்டம். ஹியர் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ரிவீல்ட் ஆஸ் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம் ஆஃப் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். இன் மது காண்ட, Brahman is revealed as that substratum or adhishtanam of this entire universe. Madhu means another meaning, karma phalam. Karma phalam. Father's karma phalam is putra. Putra's karma phalam is father. Wife karma phalam is husband. Husband karma phalam is wife. Guru karma phalam is shishya. Shishya karma phalam is guru. So all these karma phalams are interdependent, interrelated. That which talks about the interrelation between the whole universe is called Madhu Kandam. உபகாரிய உபகாரக பாவா. உபகாரிய உபகாரக பாவா. செகண்ட் காண்டம் இஸ் கால்ட் முனி காண்டம். மெயின் டீச்சிங் இஸ் கிவன் பை த யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய மகர்ஷி ஆர் வாஜசனேயஹ. வை லார்ட் சன் ஹேஸ் காட் திஸ் வாஜச வாஜசனிஹி என்ன, வாஜம் மீன்ஸ் அன்னம், அன்னம் வாஜம் அன்னம் சனோதி ததாதி இது வாஜசனிஹி. லார்ட் சன் இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ப்ரொடியூஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் அன்னம் த்ரூ த ரெயின், த்ரூ த தானியம் ஃபுட் ஹி கிவ்ஸ் ப்ரொடியூஸ் அன்னம். Therefore, Lord Sun is called Vajasanihi. Vajasanihi Dattam, the teaching given by the Lord Sun is called Vajasanehi Samhita. That study received from the Vajasanihi, that person is called Vajasaneyaha. Therefore, Yajnavalkya received this Shukla Yajurveda from the Lord Sun. Therefore, Yajnavalkya, the main teacher of this Upanishad, is called Vajasaneyaha. The Kilakanda, the third, this Vajasaneya Munikanda is mainly Upapatti Pradhanam, means reasoning Pradhanam, logic Pradhanam, Tarka Pradhanam. Whereas Kilakanda is the Upasana Pradhanam. உபாசனா பிரதானம். இன் சாந்தோக்ய ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபைவ் சாப்டர்ஸ் ஆர் உபாசன, லாஸ்ட் த்ரீ சாப்டர்ஸ் ஆர் ஜானம். வெராஸ் இன் பிருஹதாரண்யகா மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த சாப்டர்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மதுகாண்டா ஹேஸ் காட் டூ சாப்டர்ஸ், யாக்ஞவல்க்ய காண்டா ஆர் முனி காண்டா ஹேஸ் காட் டூ சாப்டர்ஸ், அண்ட் கில காண்டா ஹேஸ் காட் two chapters. Among six chapters, four chapters are Jnana Kanda. Two are only, last two only Upasana Kanda. If you study, okay. If you don't study also, okay. But if you want to get what type of sun, what color, complexion, intelligence, adi padikano. So to know that, if you want to. With this background, we'll enter into the Upanishad in the next class. So, three kandams, six chapters. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்.